So last night we saw Jason and Alana decide to stay together in a very dramatic way.
Oh, yeah.
She threw the cards away, decided to stay together. Alana joins us on the line right now. Alana, well, tell us what's happened since filming.
I can't say too much since filming, but there has been a fair bit that's gone down that you're probably going to see at the reunion dinner party and commitment ceremony.
Right, okay. Because we have obviously seen Jason out and about with Bryce most recently this weekend. You weren't there, but he was getting into a fight. What was going on? Have you got any insight into that?
I don't have too much insight into that. I know when Bryce was around, there's trouble around. So probably something to do with that.
Now, there's been a few posts going around online of how Jason has actually applied for multiple seasons of Married at First Sight. Did you guys ever chat about, trying out for other seasons? And did he tell you that or did you just find out after?
No, he actually showed me one photo of him. I didn't realise how many other seasons that he had applied for because I only saw on those posts recently, like the ones you're talking about. So it was pretty surprising to see. It was pretty funny though.
Now, Alana, on last night's episode, we saw you get confronted by him sharing his feelings and you decided to go off script, get rid of your cards, your cue cards there. What were you going to say? Can you remember any of what was written?
Yeah, so on my last card was basically my final words were pretty much like, you know, thanks for everything, Jason. I'm sure you're going to find some amazing girl. It's not me. Have a good life sort of thing, which is why I kind of like chucked him anyway, because Jason started looking down and was starting to read the cards and being like, what does it say? What does it say anyway? And I was like, don't read the cards.
So it wasn't a producer telling you, oh, be dramatic and throw the cards. It was you genuinely like, don't read them.
Yeah, no, because I saw an article about that and there are other like big conspiracies about like, oh, you know, it's so scripted. What actually happened is we have to have our vows signed off on. It's a pretty official process. You have them drafted, you rewrite them, they read them, make sure you don't say anything terrible, and then they sign off on them.
Wow.
And then during the moment when I was standing there and I had actually changed my mind, I wasn't really sure if I was allowed to not read my cards. So I just asked for a moment. I was like, I just need a moment here because in that moment I had changed my mind. I just walked off, and when my producer came up to me, she was like, you know, what's wrong? What are you feeling? What are you feeling? I'm like, I don't want to say what's on my cards. I don't want to do it. I don't want to say what's on my cards. She basically said, look, don't worry about your cards. Just speak from your heart. It's okay. Go and just speak from your heart. So when I went back there, I was like, she said don't worry about the cards, so I can do whatever I want.
There you go. There you go. Now, we are actually holding our very own stranger wedding. It's a mass-style wedding. We're going to marry two strangers in our region. Have you got any tips for the girls and the guys?
Just be so open-minded. Just go in there with the most open mind. Don't have any expectations. That would probably be my biggest tip.
Okay. Yeah, fantastic. Awesome. Well, Alana, we've really enjoyed watching you on the show and we can't wait to see what drama unfolds at the reunion.
Cannot wait to see. I mean, look, I know you can't say that you and Jason aren't together. We're all feeling that that's actually the case.
Yeah.
So looking forward to being able to actually talk about the truth, but thanks for your time.
Thank you.